Come on, somebody bless his name. Come on, somebody bless his name. Come on, he's worthy of your praise. He's worthy of your praise. Father, we bless you. We magnify you. Oh, my God, my God. Amen and amen and amen. Father, we declare and decree that this word. Good morning, Michelle. Good morning. Good morning. We declare. Now, listen, share the broadcast. Share the broadcast this morning. Let your people know that the broadcast is going forth. Amen. Don't let. Listen, don't get fat on the word and don't share. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Don't get fat on the word and not share the word. Come on. Okay, the Bible says this. Freely you receive, freely you give. Amen and amen. Praise God, Sister Michelle. High glory. Come on now. Just begin to magnify the Lord. Just because he's worthy. Not because of what he can do or what he's already going to do. Not because of what he promised, but just because of who he is. Come on now, just begin to magnify the Lord. Come on now. Come on now, just begin to magnify the Lord. He's worthy. He's worthy. Come on. He's worthy. Come on now, get it, get it, get it, get it. He's worthy. He's worthy. Come on now, get it. Come on now, hit his shot. Father, I thank you. Come on now, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Come on now. Somebody just begin to praying in the Holy Spirit. Come on. Father, right now, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you're going to think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, I declare and decree that the power of all has been activated in this atmosphere right now, oh God. We are in one place, in one accord, in one mind. Father, I declare and decree, Lord God, oh, my God, that this word, high glory, shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, I declare and decree that, high glory, that as they listen, as they receive, that, Father, that they will receive clarity and understanding. Father, your word said, with all your getting, get understanding. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Come on now, somebody bless him. Come on now, bless him, high glory. Father, I declare and decree that this internet, this technology is taking this word all around the globe right now in the name of Yahshua. Father, I declare and decree it is so. High glory. I declare and decree, Lord God, whoo, that they'll never be the same. Once they hear and receive the word, we'll never be the same again. Father, I declare and decree, whoo, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. 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 Come on now. Hey, glory. His shot. Hallelujah. Father, I declare and decree. I count it done. I count it so. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on now. Somebody give him praise. Come on now. Somebody give him praise right now. High glory. Come on now. Somebody give him praise right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. Come on. He's worthy. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hey, broko e shot it abakasha. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Listen, listen, listen. I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word, because the Bible says man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God does man live. So, Father, right now I declare and decree, ha, glory, hikesha, woo, my God, we are living. This is the living word. This is the rhema word of God. Come on now, so just give him praise. Grab your Bible, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie, and let's get to the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords. In the mighty and massive name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Listen, not going to be on here long. Just wanted to encourage you today on this third day. Listen, it's the seventh month. Seven represents completion. The third day, the high glory represents obedience, okay? High glory, okay? And then you've got 2024, amen, high glory. Woo, my God, my God. Woo, my God, my God, my God. You better get this here today. Woo, my God. Listen, this is going to be a powerful release because you are energizing the atmosphere because you want to receive. Plug, come on, tug, pull on the Holy Spirit. It's not me. It'll be the Word. It'll be the Spirit of God. High glory. And listen, when you understand high glory, woo, my God. And let's just go here. Psalms 102, Acts chapter 2. Amen. Psalms 102 and Acts chapter 2. Amen, amen. Oh, my God. Okay, okay, okay. Woo, come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Oh, my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Here we go. All right, listen, you're going to understand today. Okay, now listen. We have been teaching about the power of all. The power of all. This was activated through the Feast of Pentecost. Because once again, the Bible says, "High glory, ike shate, ike shate." Three times in the year shall all mankind appear before the Lord and not appear before him empty. So when we bring, or when we bring, our, now remember, the kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. So when you understand that, when you begin to activate the Word of God, the seed time, the seed of the Word, you begin to do what the Word says, okay, says in Genesis 8:22, okay, while the earth remaineth, seed time and, okay, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. And when you understand that the kingdom of God is built on seed time and harvest, okay, this is Genesis 8:22. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time shall not cease. Seed time and harvest time. Seed time is the period of planting seed or investing in the kingdom consistently. And the harvest is the manifestation of the fruit from the seed sowing. So when you understand that, first of all, there's all type of seeds. But right now we are activating the seed of the Word, okay? Because the Bible says in Luke chapter 8 that the Word is the seed of God, or that the seed is the Word of God. Amen. So those are interchangeable, that the Word is the, that the seed is the Word of God. But when we get this activation right here, okay, that you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time is come. So Pentecost activated the appointed time of God in our lives. Okay. He says, come into my presence three times in a year, Deuteronomy 16. Three times in a year shall all mankind appear before the Lord and do not appear before him empty. So you must bring a seed to the meeting. You never enter the presence of God without an offering. The Bible says, enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise. So when we enter into the presence of God, he, our glory, when we bring the offering, he says, in his presence is fullness of joy. So it's the all, it's the making us whole. It's that shalom that he activates first in our life to do what? Make us whole. Why? Shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing out of place. Woo, my God. Come on now. So listen, when you begin to do this, when we begin, come on now, Chet and Martha, when you understand that while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease, you're activating, you are giving God permission to be active, okay, in your life. Come on, I'm trying to get this to you. Come on, come on. When they, okay, Acts chapter 2, let me just prove it to you so that way we can get on, because I know exactly where we're going. See, and it says Acts chapter 2. Okay, let's just check this out. Okay, okay, okay. Okay, the word arise means to come on the scene. The word favor means his divine presence and influence on your life. Set time is the appointed time, place, and meeting. And the is come is talking about the present tense. So when we understand that, now we can go to Acts chapter 2. And it says, and when the day, and when the time appointed, and when, ha glory, the Moedim. See, listen. He says, Jesus said to pray like this, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy what? Will be done. Where? On earth as it already is in heaven. Give me this day. This is why we sing the song, this is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. Why? Because I'm entering into his gates. David knew I enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. When I begin to praise God, now I can activate the judgment of God to intervene in my situation. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Listen, because you're covered by the blood, because you're the righteousness of God, because you're his offspring, and because you repent, you live a lifestyle of repentance. Repentance means a change of mind that results in a change of life. Because whenever he shows me what I need to change, I immediately change it. Why? Because then he says, not guilty. Oh, come on, somebody. He says, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Why? Because I'm not guilty. Someone type, not guilty, it is so. Type it right now. Come on now. Not guilty, it is so. Come on now. See, you got to get rid of the being sin conscious and be God conscious. What does the Father need of me today? And when the day of what? Pentecost was what? Fully come. Oh my God. They were what? All with one accord in one place. They were what? All. Come on now. They were all. This word all right here is a Greek word, the hapas of God. That means all together and the whole. So they were all together and whole. There was nothing missing. There was nothing broken. The 100, listen, 500 saw him ascend. 500. It is the component of grace. Five represents grace. Now it was multiplied by 100. So they all experienced the multiplied, woo, outpouring of grace. Okay. 500 saw him ascend, but there was only 120 in the room. The 120 represents the multiplied increase of the 12 that God called, that Jesus said, I'll make you what? Fishers of men. 12 in the Bible represents new government. Oh my God. Woo! So he established an organizational structure that I'll take 12 and I'll get the word. I'll get the seed all around the earth. Somebody type, I receive it. It is so. So listen, first of all, when the day of Pente represents 50, a multiplied grace, 50, okay, 5 times 10, was fully come. They were all together whole with what? One accord. Let's check out this one accord. This word one accord, the hamathomaton of God, means with one passion, with one mind. Oh my God. And I'm gonna have to start making a new slide. I'm gonna start adding that. Okay, they were in one place, all whole and all together, with one passion, with one mind. They were waiting on the promise of God. And everybody that was waiting was praying that everybody's promise would be fulfilled. Oh, come on, somebody. See, when you're in together, all together with one mind, you are praying not just for yourself, but you're praying that the others, oh my God, woo, that the people around you, that their needs are being fulfilled. Wow. Then it says, and in one place, okay? And suddenly there came a sound where? From heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were what? Sitting there, where they were resting, where they were chilling in the presence of God. Woo, my God. And they said that there appeared unto them cloven tongues of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled to the full, and began to speak with other tongues. Now listen, why is this so powerful today? I'm glad you asked. Ha ha. Woo, my God. Hey, glory. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Oh, come on now. Get it. Why? Because. Okay. And we're probably going to have to end right here for today. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Come on now. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Ah, glory. 1 Corinthians. Come on now. You're going to get your breakthrough. You're going to get it right now. You're going to get it right now. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Come on now. We about to put our, look, put your foot on the neck of the devil. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at verse five through nine. Okay. We're talking about God's kingdom, God's way of doing things. This is Paul. He says, now I will come unto you when I pass through Macedonia, for I do pass through Macedonia. And it may be that I will abide, yes, and winter with you, that you may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. For I will not see you now by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you if the Lord permit. Why? But I will tarry at Ephesus until what? Pentecost. Oh, come on, somebody. I will tarry at Ephesus. What? Why? For Pentecost. I need to be refreshed. See, the feast of the Lord is God's reconnection, refreshing, and restoring of us. Spirit, soul, body, and financially makes us whole. I can't be whole, and these four components in my life are missing anything. Why? For a great door, oh my God, an effectual door is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries. The great door, how great door, a large what? Door, a large how vestibule, a opening, entrance, way, a passage into. The door that the sheep go in and out. Remember, Jesus said, I am the shepherd. Okay. Whoo, my God. An open door. The door of the kingdom of heaven. Oh, my God. Whoo, my God. The door of the kingdom of heaven. So the door of the kingdom of heaven is open unto me. An effectual door. This word effectual means active. So the great door of the kingdom, the active door of the kingdom, was activated at Pentecost, and it connected heaven to earth. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Now listen, the cool thing is you have the ability to keep this door open all the time. You just have to stay in the presence of God. Paul said, praying without ceasing. Oh my God. Woo, my God. When you keep your mind stayed on, okay, Isaiah 26, verse 3. I will keep them in perfect what? Shalom, peace, wholeness. Woo! Who keep their mind stayed upon me. I will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. Listen, stop worrying. Stop wasting brain activity, being concerned about the bills, being concerned about what you need. Paul said, and my God shall supply all of your need. Why? Because you gave unto my necessity. Oh, my God. See, when you give seed time and harvest into a kingdom ground, into a kingdom ministry, the ground of that ministry is holy ground. And the Bible says, if the first part is holy, then the whole part, the whole lump is holy. See, this is, oh, my God, this is why you get connected to a, oh my God, whoo, to a ministry and a faith teaching that teaches you clarity and understanding. No, I refuse to let you just take my word for it. This is why I give you the word. This is why he says, with all your getting, get understanding. Why? Faith cannot be activated until understanding is present. Oh my God. Oh, well, come on. Now someone type, whoo, I receive it. It is so. Hey, glory, AK shot. Now, high glory. Now you're going to understand that right now, as we go to this part right now. So the great door, the active door, our glory, the multiplying door. Pentecost activated God's multiplication, the 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold. Oh, my God, I'm trying to get this into you. Woo, my God. Oh, my God. Give, and it shall what? Be given. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, and what? Running over. This is your season of favor to have your cups run over. Come on now. You can use the ministry, high glory, the ground of the ministry, by going either to our PayPal at Restored, M-I-N-I-N-T-L. You can actually take your smartphone and scan the little QR code right there and begin to high glory. You can scan it and it'll take you right there to our donation link. Amen. Hold on, I'm typing this in for Instagram over here. Amen. So listen, but you got to get seed into the ground. See, you can't have harvest without first sowing seed, okay? All right, here we go. You can use the Zelle of the ministry and use our Gmail at restoredmintl@gmail.com. We also have a Cash App at $restoredmi, and you can go to the website. But get your seed. Listen. We the ministry has needs right now as we get prepared. Listen, praise God for what God did when we came in person, but now we have to get prepared for it again. And it takes cost. It takes finances. Listen, we need right now in the ministry, we need a $2,000 seat in the ministry right now to take care of the needs of the ministry that are going forth right now. Use the ministry. You can also use the 8888, 188-88, $224, which is the 2024 seed. Or you can help take care of the immediate needs of the ministry right now by sowing the 2024 seed. Help us get these things canceled and done. So that way we can spend more time in the presence of God getting the seed time in your life. Amen. Now, you can also do what the Bible talks about. That was just the seed time and harvest. Sowing into the ministry, but now you can activate the prophet's reward, or it's also called the Teruma by Ezekiel 44:30. He says, and the first of all, what? First fruits, because the Feast of Pentecost is also the connection of the Feast of First Fruits of every sort of oblation or Teruma shall be the priest. And you shall give to the priest the first of your dough that he may cause, that he may speak and declare the blessing to what? Rest in your house. Now, how do we do this? By sowing into the hand of the prophet or the priest of the ministry. And I am the prophet and priest of this ministry. Amen. God holds me responsible. Yes, my wife and I, Prophet Tanya, we work it together. But God holds me responsible because I am the head. Amen. So you can use my Cash App at $prophetMDBryant. You can use my PayPal at PastorMichaelDBryant@gmail.com. And you can also use my Zelle and Michael@RTUProductions.com. Help us take care of the needs of the ministry and watch how God supplies your need. Father, I thank you right now that as they sow the seed, their tithe, Father, prove yourself to them that you will not allow them to sow seed and not bring them harvest. Father, prove to them, 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold. Amen. High glory. So, Father, right now I declare and decree and I count it done. Father, those who sow into the hand of the prophet, the Teruma, Father, I speak the blessing of the Lord that makes them rich and has no sorrow. I speak Deuteronomy chapter 1, that you would multiply and increase them 1,000 times more day by day. I activate blessings resting in their house. Woo, spirit, soul, body, and financially. Father, I speak it. It is done. It is so. Listen, this is how we, first of all, this is how we activate harvest. This is how we destroy the devil. Because unless you can be faithful with the mammon, with the finances, God cannot pour out the true riches, which is the wealth of God. And we'll talk about that maybe this Sunday. Amen. But listen. Thank you so much for being a partner of the ministry. Listen, every time, listen, I pray over your life. Tanya prays over your life. daily. I pray over your life daily. I pray over your seeds immediately when they come in. Every time, hall glory, I speak the word of God over your life, hall glory, on a daily basis. Why? Because, oh my God, that's my job. The Bible says that I watch over your soul. That's the job of the pastor. That's the job of those who are responsible. And in Jesus' name, we count it so. Amen and amen. Listen, it's done. Be blessed.